This is the new home for Cheryl Fritz, 1320 WILS, the only Lansing radio station live in Lansing every morning, live in Lansing every afternoon. Welcome to Fritz and Friends with your host, Cheryl Fritz.
And welcome, everyone, to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, along with Mark Price, producing WILS at 1320 on the dial, 1320WILS.com, streaming live. We're going out on the phone this evening to Brittany Gray, who is a reporter with WLNS TV6 here in Lansing. Good evening, Brittany. How are you?
Good evening. How are you? I'm good.
I'm doing very well. Thank you so much. You've had a very busy week down at the Detroit Auto Show, haven't you?
Oh, my goodness. It's been a busy week, but I tell you what, it's been a blast.
Has it really?
An absolute blast, yes.
Now, tell me, I mean, I guess let's start with just your overall impression. Have you been to an auto show in Detroit before?
You know, this was my first time ever going to an auto show, and I will tell you what, I was a bit overwhelmed at first with all of the glitz and glam out on the floor. I was overwhelmed just with all of the cars that are there.
it's a huge expanse, isn't it? I talked to a gentleman named Baron Mead, who's the chair of the auto show, earlier a couple weeks ago on my show when they were preparing, and he said they've expanded it this year. So I can't imagine overwhelming, I think, is probably the appropriate word.
Yeah, overwhelming, I think, is the appropriate word. And it's amazing how many new cars you see, how many concept cars you see. But then, of course, you've got the cars that have been out there, you know, for a couple of years. One of the stories that I'm focusing on is some of our Lansing-made cars. So it was great to see them among all of the concept cars and the prototypes as well.
We're actually broadcasting live, doing my show from there on Monday evening from 5 to 7 from the floor. And I understand our position is between, you know, GMC and Buick. So I'm kind of excited about that as well, that we're being placed in amongst our home things. Now tell me, while we're speaking about this, Channel 6 has worked really hard and is putting together a special I'm anxious to see tonight. Why don't we talk about that a little bit, and then we'll come back to the show.
Yeah, absolutely. Tonight at 10 o'clock, we've got an hour-long special Under the Hood on TV6 tonight. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Nope, I was just going to say, and what is your portion focusing on?
Well, each of us, I went along with Ann Emmerich, Dave Ackerley, and some of our photographers, and we kind of spread out throughout the entire floor to take on a couple of stories. Some of my focuses are our Lansing-made cars, cars of the near future, those cars that you could probably be buying in the next year or two, as well as the electric cars. Specifically, I think everybody's talking about this Chevy Volt. There was a lot of buzz around that car this week.
Well, it did win the car of the year. What did you think when you got to see it, and do you get to touch the cars? I mean, some people, I don't know the answer to that.
You know, Ann Emmerich actually got behind the wheel of the Chevy Volt. You'll see that tonight at 10 o'clock, and I thought that was great. They have a special floor, I guess you would say, at the Detroit Auto Show. It's called the Ride and Drive, and she actually kind of gives us a behind-the-scenes or behind-the-wheel look, if you will, at the Chevy Volt. I got a chance to see the story. It was great. I've never driven something like that before. I'm not going to lie, I was a little jealous.
there's a lot of that going on. Now, the crew that you just mentioned, you folks were down there most of the week, because I saw a lot of great reports on TV6.
We were. Myself, Dave Ackerley, and Ann Emmerich, as well as some of our photographers, we went down there Monday, Tuesday, as well as one of our field producers. And then Dave Ackerley and that field producer actually were back there on Wednesday. So we were there a good portion of the week.
Well, so this special is really going to cover just about everything there. I mean, you guys got through all of the cars and are going to take a pretty close look at things, it sounds like.
Absolutely. We've got almost every aspect, every angle you can probably think of. We've got some great stories that you're going to be able to check out tonight.
Now, you mentioned, you or kind of hinted at it earlier, and there's an article in the Free Press about this, that when you kind of go down to a show like this, you're looking at, as you said, a lot of the cars of the future, some of the concept cars and stuff. These are the things we'll see in the dealerships in the future. And do they look a little different now?
Which one? Which do you mean?
Like the concept cars. Do you look at them now and go, oh, I can't picture that on the road? Or do you look at them and go, yep, I can see that coming?
You know, it's funny because there's a couple. I was over in by the Toyota area. They've got their Prius V, which is one of their cars that's going to be coming out in the next year or two. And then they've got their Prius C, their concept car. And the two, just looking at them face value, both of them look like their cars that we could see on the road in the next couple of years. I know that Dave Ackerley was actually taking an in-depth look at some of these prototypes. I didn't get a chance to look at all of them, but I'm sure probably not all of them you can picture on the road in the next year or two.
I'm sure it's interesting to see some new design or style that we haven't seen before or something close to it. That must be kind of fun.
Yeah, absolutely. It's almost like when you think of the George Jetson cars, if you will. It's hard to picture them on the road in the next couple of years, but they say it's going to happen.
Well, and I was talking with a gentleman who was writing for the Detroit News earlier who covered the auto show, and he was talking about something for everyone. And, you know, in one sentence, he and I were talking about hybrid cars, and then we're also talking about the high-performance cars. And in a situation like the auto show, nobody's battling it out. It is about something for everyone, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if you're looking for, as I said, if you're looking for something, you can find it there. If you're looking for a car that's going to have great gas mileage, if you're looking for a car that's more traditional like our SUVs, your trucks, there's something for everybody. As I mentioned earlier, Lansing's cars were out there just a few feet down from the Chevy Volt, the car that won Car of the Year. So there's a little bit of something for everybody.
You said coming off the top, you were impressed with the glitz and glamour, and that's one of the questions I had for you. It's really quite an awe-inspiring show, isn't it? I mean, you just look around and your mouth is open going, oh, my goodness.
I think everybody should go check it. If you've never been to an auto show, I wasn't sure what to expect. And so my jaw kind of dropped the morning when we walked in there, because I had no idea, you know, what I was going to see. And if you've never been to an auto show, it's a great opportunity to get to know some of these cars. I'm not a car expert myself, but I tell you what, in the two full days that we were there, I learned a heck of a lot about cars.
Are there people standing around for folks who haven't been before who can give you information? I mean, who, you know, folks kind of staffing the booths and the show areas that you can chat with about the cars?
Absolutely. There were so many people that were so helpful, people from designers to people who work for whether it be General Motors or any company that's there. There are so many people around. You don't have to turn and look 5 feet, and there's somebody available to talk to you about how the car was made, any detail really that you're looking for. What's the mileage? How much the car might cost, when you can expect to see it out on the road. They're there to answer all of those questions, and they're very helpful.
When I talked with Baron Mead, the chairman of the show this year, he said ticket sales were up. In your conversations with folks this week down there, are they expecting huge crowds?
From my understanding, they are. And that was kind of the thing that I spoke with the CEO of Edmunds.com, and he said, you know, obviously the feel this year is going to be a lot different than it was, you know, a couple of years ago. You know, as we turn the corner from this recession, there's a lot more optimism this year. And so I think that's certainly going to help get people out to the auto show to check out some of these great cars.
What about your, do you have a favorite? And it's not like picking a child, because, but did you have a favorite car, or one that you just said, okay, if I got to leave here with one, this would be the one?
You know, I was looking at, when I was over in Toyota's area, I have one of the stories that I'm covering tonight is cars of the near future, and we were checking out the Prius V, and the part that I absolutely love about this Prius V is it fits the car for the families that are on the go. So if you've got kids in soccer, you've got kids in basketball, musicals, whatever they do, and they've got big bags and they need to get on the road and go, this car has so much cargo space, it's amazing, and something that I've never seen It may be out there, but I've never seen it before. In the back seat, you can actually slide your seat forward or backwards, and you can also tilt the seat back if you want to take a little nap or something on your long road trip. So I thought that was pretty neat.
That is very cool. Well, I think you're revealing a practical side of Brittany here.
I suppose I am. I don't have any children yet, but you know what? When I do, that might be the one that I have to look at.
That'll be one you'll be ready for. Now, tonight is the big gala. Why aren't you there?
The big unveil?
Yeah, the big gala tonight.
Oh, well, you know, I wish I could be down there for it, but unfortunately, I'm at home getting ready to turn on the tube tonight at 10 to watch our Under the Hood special.
There you go. Well, I you know, it's going to be exciting. I'm thrilled that you could come on and chat with me to preview this special, because just from some of the stories I saw this week, I'm anxious to see what you've put together for it. Always doing a nice job. And thanks, Brittany, for joining us and giving us your impressions of the auto show. And it sounds like you're now hooked for future auto shows.
Oh, most definitely. Thank you so much for having me. And, of course, just one more plug tonight at 10, Under the Hood on TV6.
I was going to do it again, too, and I will. TV6 tonight at 10 o'clock, Under the Hood special on the Detroit International Auto Show. Thank you, Brittany. Have a good night.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks so much. Brittany Gray, a reporter with WLNS TV6, on her impressions at the Detroit Auto Show this year. And once again, we will be there live. Fritz and Friends is taking the show to the auto show floor Monday night from 5 to 7. I hope you can join us then. We'll be back after these messages.